Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are always happy to have you and you and you, wherever you are and wherever you're listening at this time. It's always a blessing. Amen. The Bible says where two or three come together in His name, there He'll be in the midst. And we welcome in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We welcome in you and you, and we are praying for you wherever you might be. And we thank God for you. Tell a friend and call a friend and let them know that Doctrine of Truth is on the air wherever you might be. And we thank God. We're going to pray now. Father, we thank you right now, O Lord Jesus, for your help and your love and compassion for your people. God, we know that everything works together for good for those that love you. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon those that are sick, those that are hungry, Lord, those that are homeless, oh God, those that are in trials and tribulations at this moment. And Lord, we ask your passion on the travelers everywhere. Lord, we ask you not only that, but we need your presence in this study in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, wherever the callers might come and wherever the questions might come and the answers might come, we know you're able to give us and intervene for us. Lord Jesus, look upon those that now are struggling, those that have problems and situations where they feel there's no answer. We know that you are the answer for all things, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. Thank you for calling, amen. And we wish above all, amen, that you prosper and be in good health, like the Bible says, as your soul prosper. We're hoping that, amen, this broadcast, amen, can help you prosper, help you grow, and help you stretch out on God. And we're hoping that, amen, you be in good health. Whatever reason the Holy Spirit will give you, your understanding of His Word, that it will heal. Because the Word of God does heal. Amen. It heals and it brings deliverance. Amen. Amen. Those of you that are just tuning in, wherever you are, we're talking about how important and why water baptism can remove all sins. Why water baptism remove all sins. Amen. And those of you that want to write a call, email, many times we get started and we overlook. But you can call or go to the website www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. At the same time, if you want to go on to Facebook, amen, www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries. www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries. You want to go to YouTube, www.youtube.com, user Jesus Christ International Ministries. Or if you decided to write, amen, in the United States, you can write JCIM, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, TAMARAC, Florida 33320, USA. Amen. Those that would like to write, amen, you can call, amen. We're always happy to have your input, whatever it might be. Remember, here on Doctrine of Truth, there's no wrong answer. We strive from the grassroots level to give answers that many people are working on or have worked and is usable and is workable. So there's no wrong answer. Amen. We all reaching for understanding to help someone. We will not desire to put one down or destroy anyone. Amen. We're looking to build your faith, build your understanding in God. Amen. That's what Doctrine and Truth is about. Amen. From the grassroots level, amen, we're looking to kiss, which keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple. Amen. Keep it simple. It's possible. Amen. To help you grow and help one another. Too much confusion and problems out there to try to destroy one another. Amen. We're talking about and studying on why water baptism removes all sin. Not some, but all sins. And we want to understand that sin is something that's against God. What God had set out and what God had planned. Amen. And what God said should be true. Amen. And we don't go against it because we accept in Him as our Lord and Savior. We accept in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. And the things that we are tied up in, the things that we are going through, the habits and the confusions. Amen. We find out that through Jesus Christ, his life, the things that he encountered with him and his disciples, we find out through his life, through the things that he done, that Jesus is the answer. We find out that Jesus is the answer. And that's where we are tonight. We're looking at this point of view of the water baptism breaking all sins. Amen. Does water baptism break all sins? We're taking this approach. Amen. Water baptism, does it cure all sin? Does it eliminate all sins in God's eyesight? Amen. That's the point of view we're looking at, because there are many things that happen in the world. That much sin is going on, much sickness and disease going on, and it's so much against the church, so much sin against the church. Amen. They're not looking at the church anymore. Amen. As the answer. They're looking at Jesus as the answer. They're looking at Jesus as money. The church is getting money. Amen. Those doctrines going around that, amen, that Jesus is money, the church is money, God will get you money, this. But the biggest thing that Jesus came for, he came that we might have life. Amen. He came that we can restore you back to God, to restore you back to God regardless. What you've been through or going through, Jesus is able to restore you back. And the church is basically the assembly of the believers, amen, are informed, they work toward rehabilitate you back into life. Back into life. When Jesus made that statement in the book of Matthew, when I was sick, when I was hungry, when I was in prison, when I was naked, when I was thirsty, you gave me these things. Amen. So the church helped rehabilitate people back into life, back into life, back into society. Because the enemy's, amen, desire to sift you like wheat, destroy you. But Jesus told Peter, amen, Peter, the enemy desired to sift you like wheat. But I prayed for you. I prayed for you. So here we are. Here we are, we're making this approach, amen, about why, what Jesus set out, the methods in Christ set out that we would take, amen. Water baptism, just to give you a short description and background, is the application of water, as a ritual of purification, of initiation, and we're reading from, and we quoted from the night, the Uyghur Bible Dictionary, the Uyghur Bible Dictionary by Moody, amen, by baptism, a Christian sacrament, amen. Water baptism is the English form of the word baptismo, the verb from which this noun is derived. Baptismo is held by some scholars to mean to dip, to emerge, but this meaning is held by others to be not the most exact or common, but rather a meaning that is secondary to derive. But by the latter, it is claimed that all that the term necessary implies is that the element of water baptism can bring a person closer and involved and deeper in God. Amen. So we have here, water baptism. It's the first step. John the Baptist in the New Testament came, but as well as the Old Testament. So John the Baptist, he was a Jew. He was Jewish. And John the Baptist was not a Christian, but Jew. But what he did, he brought in baptism for before God concerning repentance. So it is essential because of the fact that Jesus did it. He brought his disciples. Jesus baptized his disciples, the first 12 he had. But then he released it and dedicated it to handed it over to his apostles and disciples to do the baptism. So what we have here, there are two different baptisms. There's a water baptism, what the church does, and Jesus, he came baptizing with the Spirit. But the very point is, to become a Christian, to become Christ-like, these are very important steps. Amen. So we're going to open the lines, after we read this chapter from the book of Mark 16 and 15, commission. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. My name, they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up any serpents, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. So there's power in becoming a Christian. There's more power, than this. Want to go to the bank. Want to go to the bank and cash your check or draw some money from the account. Amen. We have spiritual power, spiritual authority. Become a Christian, but there are some steps very important to be involved in. All right, if you press 1 on your phone, and the technician will tap you in, and we'd be glad to hear, your expression or the insight or maybe a testimony, what if God has done for you since you've been baptized, or you feel that baptism might be a part of just a game people are playing. You feel the church is not doing it. Whatever point you have tonight, but we want to today remember that, Jesus set this out. God set it out. All right. The phone lines are open. You just dial 1. Amen. We have an 800 number. Dial 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-236-2252. Just press 1 on your phone, and a technician will put you in. What we normally do, we always give the last 4 digits. We never ask for your name. It's the last 4 digits, and we'll be glad to hear your expression, scriptures, what you like to say tonight or today, wherever you might be listening. Also, you can dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-5-8-8-1-6. Amen. Doctrine of Truth. Amen. God bless you. Let's push 1. Amen. Remember, there's no wrong answer. There's no wrong comment. And we're not trying to grade you. Amen. We're praying that whatever you say, amen, it can be used to help others. Amen. All right. Water baptism. Water baptism. How do you see it? Amen. Why it was used to wash away sin. Why? Amen. Press 1 on your phone. All right. And we are John the Baptist, we said before, and John said that he baptized with water. Amen. He discussed, amen, his mission and his work. Then after John, amen, had baptized, amen, he saw Jesus coming. Amen. He saw Jesus coming, and he expressed, amen, his concerning Jesus, amen, that we're also looking, our last four digits is 4427. 4427, you're on there. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Bishops. Great to be back on the air. And as usual, great topic. I think it is, I want people to understand is that water baptism is symbolic and very much the same as everything that man does. You know, program you go into or anything you join, there's always some symbolic thing that you may do to show your allegiance to that organization or something. You know, you get married, you go before a priest and show that, you know, and do it. Or you pledge your allegiance to the flag, and you're going to publicly let it be known where your belief is and what you stand for. And this is the same with the water baptism. Certainly, the water baptism removes sin, because what happens is it has all to do with your heart. And when you publicly do the baptism, you are saying it, your belief, your heart is saying that through this water baptism, I am showing my allegiance to Christ, and that I believe that this water represents the cleansing of Christ in my spirit life. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. From this moment on, I will begin to use the word to strengthen myself and continue to live under kingdom principles. No longer now will I, according to the world standards, or be carnal minded, but I will begin to apply the word in my life and let the word govern me in all that I do. So it's not going to be an immediate change in you with something physical you can see, but knowing in your heart you have made a complete change. And that's the way that the gospel works. It starts with your heart, and from there it will start to cleanse you physically, you know, because you're going to change your ways and no longer do the things that you did before you did the baptism.
Mhm. Mhm. All right, very good. Appreciate you, amen, the insight there, and that knowing what be explained to people, amen, when they're especially those that are new in Christ, amen, because the enemy does fight against what they know and they don't know. And I hear all the time that, you know, because they don't know the word, they go back into their old lifestyle. But they don't have to do it anymore. They don't have to do it anymore because they have pledged. If it's been studied out right, or been taught right, before they go enter into the water, amen, they will have strength. Always good to have you. Always good to have you. Amen. We thank God for the beginning here. And we're going to escalate from this, amen, the latter part, dealing with Mark, those that believe and be baptized. Like I said, with your personal heart, the person really believe in their heart, amen, God does the miraculous. God does the supernatural. And you just have to trust his word. You have to believe the word, and you have to believe the message. Amen. The messages, amen, about Jesus, and the messages about, amen, the power that God gives his people. Amen. And it's very important, like the first caller said, that, amen, it shows the world that you're willing to accept, amen, a new lifestyle. You're willing to accept amen, giving yourself, amen, to be called Christ-like. You're willing to accept. And we don't expect you to do it overnight, to close, to understand overnight, because it's a learning process. When Jesus started, he taught his disciples. He just didn't come and preach all over me. No, he taught his disciples. Jesus taught his disciples about the kingdom of God and about what he was doing. All right, just push one on your phone. We'd be glad to hear another caller, as always, as well. And we thank God for you. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. You know that especially those that are new in Christ and they are struggling. Maybe it might be some that been told they don't need this. Maybe been told you don't need the water baptism. Just confess and that's all. It might be so many different lies the enemy put out there. Amen. To hinder. Amen. Your growth. To hinder your strength. Amen. But if you follow God's word, follow his word, because the word of God is written. It's written. Amen. It's written for our learning. All right. You can press one on your phone. Our technician will type you in. And we're looking at some of the scriptures here, which we welcome different interpretation of the Bible. Amen. We always study from four different versions. We have the King James Version. We have the New International Version. And we have the Good News Bible. And we have the Amplified Bible. Amen. To get the interpretations as well as, amen. Okay, we have another caller. Amen. The last four digits is 4271. 4271, you're on air. 4271.
Good evening, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good
God ask. Bless you. It's a pleasure to hear your voice again.
Well, good to hear you again.
We're looking at water baptism cleansing all sin. Well, it does, but what happens is it's simply a remission. It's a part of righteousness that from God that cancels a man's sin.
All right.
And that's what John was talking about. He said, "Now I baptize unto repentance." Repentance indicates that you have a part. You want to be baptized. You want the Lord to forgive your sins. But here's the thing. John also said, he said, "But there's one cometh after me, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and that with fire." So water baptism cancels a man's sins. Jesus says it's essential. It cancels his sin, amen. But if he don't be filled with the Spirit, it won't keep him from his sins. Am I making sense?
All right.
This is why you as well as I've heard others say it's so necessary to get covered under the blood and involved in the word. Gather yourself around people who love God. You see what I'm saying? And in the process, that's the spirit that God, Jesus gave togetherness, that he brought us together. We love one another. And that really what keeps a man, that the blood of Jesus washes a man, he cleanses. And that's where John get that from. He says, "Now if you confess," he confess your sins, and he says, "the blood of Jesus will cleanse you from all us," you see. So God got us covered. And you be baptized, amen. I looked at quickly about that. I think it was Apollos in the book of Acts, where he came talking the things of God, preaching the things of God, and he said, well, when were you baptized? He said, but only under John baptism.
Right.
So they showed him Aquila, and the rest of them showed him a more excellent way, and that more excellent way was showing them that he needed the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. And I tell you the truth, Bishop, I hadn't thought of it on this sense, but I'm grateful for the topic because it called me to go to the Lord. I said, Lord,
yes.
Now wait a minute here now. What's going on here with Bishop? What he trying to say? And the Lord showed me. Amen. It's a depth of the word that you got to look into. It's being saved and loving God is not difficult. It's not hard as some are projecting. Amen. He come to take away my sins, and he did that, and I'm grateful. Thank you, Brother Bishop.
God bless you. Good. Now, you started something there. You didn't know that, but I felt something there because I thought about the mindset way back when in the Romans, the sixth chapter, I remember, amen, when you said that when Peter was baptized, he said, repent and be baptized for the remission, in which it's true, we cancel out everything you used to do.
You cancel out.
It's true. Remission, remove. Amen. And then Romans 6 come along, and that kind of touched me way back many years ago. It's 6 and 12 said, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust, neither yield your members as instrument of unrighteousness. Remind me when I was out, amen, working in a shop and things, and a gentleman asked me, I was going to lunch, and said, oh, I need you to buy me some beer and cigarettes and everything. And I got down the road, and the Holy Spirit said, no. And I didn't get that quite understanding. I didn't understand why, you know, I wasn't drinking it. I wasn't smoking it or whatever. But then I got clarification later on through study. Amen. That's how God good. That use your instruments. Your instruments. You don't have to do that no more. You don't have to do what you used to do. And you know, and I thank you for that view. Amen. Because what you used to do. Amen. God alleviate that. You're not a you started something. Let me go into some more callers, because you started something now, because James came by and said, amen, any sick among you, amen, let them call for the fifth chapter, and if they committed sin. Now, this is the body of Christ. Amen. You see what I'm talking about? After you're in the body of Christ, things can come up.
Yes.
Things can come up. Amen. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The first caller, he was absolutely right.
Yes.
It's an identity. You identify with Jesus. You identify with Christ. And that's what God used. That's what he sent John. That was John's occupation. Amen. To do this. So what John did was, all of his life was an introduction. Everything he did was an introduction of the Savior. If you notice, John preached, Jesus preached. Amen. John baptized with water, Jesus baptized with the Spirit. You notice, John stood up against sin. Amen. And he got his head whacked off. Jesus stood up, amen, against all sin, amen, and he died. But the strange thing about it is, was that was the plan of God. You see what I'm saying? So it's very necessary to be identified with Christ. Now, you have certain powers, just as you said, you to be identified is you yourself know you've been washed.
Yes.
You yourself believe. It's just like taking a pill, and it has its side effect. Well, when you get baptized in water, amen, you change.
Right.
You feel different. You feel lighter because your sin's been canceled. Amen.
Yes.
This is an act of God. You see,
yes.
God used this. People want to put it down to, but no, Jesus said it's essential. You got to do it. Amen. But I like that scripture you said. You said now, if you believe and is baptized. You see how it comes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. You yourself know. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You yourself know that you identify with him. Now Jesus, amen. This is a love of God. This is where Jesus, with John, he says he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believe on him shall not perish.
Yes.
Now you believe on him, you won't perish. Here's why you won't perish: because he'll send you comfort. Do that make sense? He'll give you something, amen, to what? To make you what? To empower you. That's a word they use today, but anyway, it's a simple feeling with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He'll pick you up. He'll give you supernatural, amen, overcoming, supernatural going through. I'm just using some terms, amen, what he did for me. When you want to say no, amen, the Holy Ghost stands up in you and comforts you, and you say, yes, Jesus died. You see what I'm saying? So this baptism is just as you stated, it I never saw it before. It cancels a man's sin. Isn't that easy? People just don't know how simple it is.
Yes.
That's why God's going to be so stern. He's going to judge so harshly, because it's so easy. Amen. All you got to do is open your mouth. Just like what the man said, he said, who is this man? He said, well, I need somebody to tell me about him. Then he said, ain't that water right over there? He asked the man to baptize him. So if it got hold to the eunuch, amen, it got hold to me. That's what I'm looking at, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. And that's a very needful message today for all those that are listening. Amen. Whatever you think you might carry and hook up on, tie up on, and you feel that you can't get rid of, amen. If you've been baptized in water and believing in Jesus Christ, amen. Romans 8 says you don't have to do it no more. You don't have to do it no more. Really, you don't have to do it no more. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. And amen. Your sin's been canceled. It's been canceled out. Amen. Whatever you've done before. All right, we have a caller. Last 4 digits, 4271. 4271. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. And, amen. Amen. I think we just had our brother just right, just hung up. I believe it maybe it's 44. Amen. 27. Amen. But anyway, amen. Amen. Your sin's been canceled. Amen. They hit the delete button, and you know they're talking about what they hit the delete button. Somebody to cancel out what you had before, and 4427.
Yes, Bishop, I'd like to get back in on that. You know, every day we as people, you look at people and they have a favorite team. They will spend every opportunity they get to check the sports channel to see how their team is doing, how the best player is doing, whether he's healthy or sick. They learn everything they can about the team, and they're pick up newspaper, magazine, anything that has any information about that team, they'll pick it up and they'll keep up with their team and how the team is doing. They, you go by their house, and some of them will be have the house painted the colors of the team and the symbol of that team. And you know, this is the same thing when we get baptized. We begin now to look for those who have the word, those go hang around those who also love Christ and have given their life to him. We start imitating other people who are walking in Christ. You know, Peter was so full of Jesus that when he stood around the fire, people say, "Hey, you sound just like him. You talk just like him." You know, right. he couldn't start. He's tried to curse and disguise his voice, but they said, "No, you still sound just like him." And that's where it is when you get baptized. You have been renewed in your spirit. But now you got to start seeking the things of Christ and start hanging around those people and the same way you do with anything that people get an interest for. You start putting your heart in it, and you spend every moment you can trying to find out all you can about it. And this is what slowly transforms your physical body into where your spiritual body is. That you now you are walking in the spirit, and it should take over your life. Amen. You see some of these people when it comes to their favorite team, and you know, when they get excited about it, they could knock you down and hurt you, you know, because they really are into their favorite team. And that's the way we need to be about Christ. You know, when they had the shooting over there in Colorado years ago, they said that the young girl, they asked her, Do she believe in Jesus? And she said, yes, she do. And at that moment, they shot her. But that was her last words. That yes, she believed in Christ. So that's where we got to be once the baptism starts. We got to pursue it the same way we do other things in life.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good. Amen. Once you get so caught up in it, amen. That's why you have a lot of fights break out around this sports. Amen. Mm-hmm. They keep losing. Amen. And God will. Amen. James said, if you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. Amen. The more the word get in you, the word is spirit. The Spirit of God, amen. Like we're discussing now and praying, studying the Word of God, amen. You can see more, amen. Your mind is being transformed, like Paul said, being transformed, amen. It's very good because of the fact many people that you hear today, amen, they feel there's no cure for this, no cure for that. They can't get out of habits. They go to the world system and they can't get any hope anywhere, so they commit suicide. They turn to drugs and alcohol and whatever it takes, amen, to try to free themselves, amen. But you have to decide in your heart you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and that has to be the message. That message got to be preached, amen, concerning. Amen. That Jesus is, amen. He will forgive you. He will restore your life. He will restore your life. Amen. You need a church because church is just a rehabilitation center, spiritual rehabilitation center, and it works with the natural. Amen. That when people come in, let them come in. Whosoever will, let them come in. Let them come in. Amen. After a while, amen, they friends be like Peter. Their speech going to change, their lifestyle slowly going to change, and they have no desire or appetite. But it will cancel out. Remove, amen. What they used to call you long time ago or what they call you, amen. You knew Paul said everything, amen. Everything become new in Christ, amen. We're new creatures in Christ, amen. You keep hanging around the Word of God and being in the right association, amen. You're gonna take on. Amen. Amen. We're gonna switch a little bit. We're not switching, but notice here there are some men in the Bible. Their hearts wasn't truly, amen. The Ethiopian eunuch, when he heard, amen, by what he was reading, and it's essential that we continue to hand out the Word of God, to share the Word of God, to talk about Jesus, talk about what he came to do, amen. There's hope in Christ. There's hope in Christ. And as he began to move and around your radio stations, and there's no mistake. I always say when people hear Doctrine of Truth or a gospel song and they begin to hear, it's no mistake, God is drawing them. God is drawing them. Here is the, we're going to show you, amen, what Mark was talking about. He that believeth not, amen, and be baptized, amen, condemned, Acts chapter 8, amen. And when I looked at this many years ago, everybody have their pet way of saying that God will accept this and God will accept that. But you got to be true in your heart when you go down in that water. Amen. Romans 6 talking about the way we was baptized in water, the same way is a burial. It's a burial of the old man. You're burying your old lifestyle, and you wanna get out of the old lifestyle. Amen. You wanna get out of the old thinking. Romans Acts chapter 8, amen, is discussing. Amen. When Philip went to Samaria. Acts chapter 8 and 6, and the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Philip went down, in the fifth verse, he went down and preached Jesus. Amen. Amen. You don't know nothing else? Let's say Jesus. Amen. It's a spiritual sword in the spirit. The seventh verse says, unclean spirit cried out with loud voices, came out many that was possessed with them, and many taken with paralysis, and they that were lame were healed. And there was a great joy in the city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, and given out that he himself was some great one. And as we go on down, in the 12th verse saying that, amen, 11th verse saying, and that he himself had regarded, because for a long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which was done. Amen. Then as time goes on down in the chapter, amen, Simon himself, amen. Now when 14 verses, and when the apostles were in Jerusalem and heard Samaria had received the word of God, and they were sent unto Peter and John, who when they had come down, prayed for them that they may receive the Holy Ghost, was as yet fallen upon none of them, but only they were baptized in the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus. And they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of hands of the apostles, and the Holy Ghost came on them, he offered them money. Now here we go. Now this man still want power. He thought he'd find a way to get to God, amen, through money. He thought he could get to God, and he wanted that power that Philip had. All believers have that power that Mark said. We can lay hands on the sick. Amen. They can recover. Amen. And God has given us the ability through his son, Jesus Christ. So those, there are some claim that they believe. Amen. But they have not been believe in baptism. Amen. They find themselves, the lifestyle become worse and worse. Trick God. Trying to trick God. They want to keep the same lifestyle. Amen. They want to do the same thing and come to the church. Say, yes, I believe. Amen. I want you to accept my lifestyle. I accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And to be baptized in water, they're hurting themselves. They're not hurting the church. They're not hurting that institution. They're hurting themselves. Amen. And they're going to find themselves in a world of hurt. Amen. So we warn those that, amen, claiming that they demand in the church to accept them on their lifestyle. Amen. No, you can't demand the church. Amen. Pastors and ministers, amen, we show a pattern that God love you. Once you hear the message that God died for your sin and washed away your sins, and through his blood, Amen. We have a covenant with Christ. We have a new covenant in the blood of Jesus. Like Romans 6, and we was baptized into Jesus Christ because he's the one that died, amen, for our sins now, for our sins. In the Old Testament, you'll find, amen, and, amen, we want to hear some more callers here. We want to slow down a little bit because, amen, this cancellation, amen, stirring it up because people need to know. You need to know what you did a long time ago. God done forgave you of that. You're no more accountable for that. Now, there are some that, what Romans 6 talks about, I mean, Hebrews, the 6th chapter, talks about, and it's a possibility. And it's a possibility because when the Bible, amen, record, amen, Peter said when the man of God recorded, the Holy Ghost moved on the man of God, he recorded as the Spirit gave him the rope. Amen. Romans 6 talk about Hebrews the 6th chapter. Therefore, leaving the principle of doctrine of Christ, let us go unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance unto dead works and of faith toward God. We should not have to keep going back to repent. We should not have to go back to repent. Amen. Of the doctrine of baptisms, that means more than one baptism, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal life, and eternal judgment. This we'll do if God permit. But it is impossible for those that once was enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come. If they fall away, that means fall away from godliness, fall away from, amen, to Christ, amen. Renew them again unto repentance. Then they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put them to open shame. Go back into the water again. Go back and start all over again. Ain't God good? God is a good God. Repentance is a strong word. It's a powerful word. It's like the key to everything. Amen. Anything the devil can throw at you, amen. Proverbs says, a righteous man can fall 7 times and get up. Amen. You can be renewed again. You can renew it again. Amen. Even James said that the 5th chapter of James, the 14-15 verse, he said, the prayer of faith shall save the sick and if they committed sins. Prayer of faith, praying over people if they have fallen away. Amen. Not only be baptized again, you feel that you need to be renewed. Amen. People have, they have their 50th, some have 50s, 40 years, or 20 years. They're going to renew their vows. They want to renew their vows in marriage. Renew their vows. Amen. Some are going and say they want to renew this and renew that. Amen. If you feel that you need to be renewed, you can be renewed. Amen. Amen. Renewed. Or you can just have prayer as a prayer of faith. Amen. If it committed sins, sins is one of the issues. The biggest issue with God. Sin will not go into heaven. Sin will not, amen, walk the golden streets. But one thing sin will move God. Now, it moved God in the beginning of time. Amen. And it causes him and causes all of us to be in the position where we are. Amen. But God's love supersedes all the sin. He loves us more than we ever think. Amen. Amen. You can be renewed. You can be refreshed. Amen. Water baptism will be rededicated. Amen. Holy Ghost. Baptize you again. Amen. He can baptize you again. The Holy Ghost can renew you and re-strengthen you. Time when the apostles, amen, they was beaten. Amen. The Bible said they was beaten in the book of Acts, and they were, amen. They told them, don't preach no more. And don't preach no more in the name of Jesus. Don't preach no more. Don't mention his name anywhere. And the Bible said that it, they came back to a prayer meeting. Amen. And the Holy Ghost fell, like it was in the day of Pentecost. And David spoke again and said, you know, Lord, fill my till my cup runneth over. There are some times, that's why we have revivals. Revivals. You might feel that, oh, God, don't ever, God never leave you. He said, I never forsake you. I never leave you. Amen. But you can be renewed. Amen. With that water, the spiritual baptism, the Holy Ghost baptism. Amen. God can renew your strength. Renew your strength. Amen. Lord, touch me. Renew me again. Renew me again. Strengthen me one more time. Amen. You can feel the Spirit of God come on you. Just sing a good hymn. Okay, sing a good hymn. Get one of your good songs. And amen. He's there. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're there. There's no broken connection between the heaven. Amen. I don't want to see Jesus' phone bill. I hope I didn't have to pay his long-distance phone bill. Amen. If he was here and his cell phone bills, he would call in heaven so much. Amen. Don't know what kind of bill he had. Amen. Because he know where the power lies. He knew he was man, and he knew, and he knows, and he still knows what's going on. All right, you can punch one. We're winding down here. Amen. Amen. Your sin's been canceled. Your sin's been canceled out. Amen. We have a caller. All right. We have a 4271. Amen. 4271. You on the air. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You're back on the air. 4271. Amen. Concerning, I think maybe we lost in 4271. Okay.
Can you hear
right.
me?
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead. I hear you now. Go ahead.
All right. I thought about when Jesus was baptized there in the Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came up out of the water, the heavens opened.
Yes.
Now, Jesus is our example.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's showing us is when you are baptized in the water,
mm-hmm.
You receive an audience with the Father.
All right.
Am I making sense?
All right.
And so, so you see there, he went on from that, and the Holy Ghost led him,
mm-hmm.
you see, out in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's
mm-hmm.
something need to be said about this. See, Jesus, The Holy Ghost didn't feel him, you see,
uh-huh.
but it rested
uh-huh.
upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was a example that he was showing us, amen, how we ought to live.
Mm-hmm.
So he suffered in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yes.
Amen. As a man. And
mm-hmm.
he was showing us after baptism, how life changes, how the inner man, the old man, must die. And that's what the fasting was all about. But
yeah.
now here's something interesting. Satan, after he was hungry,
all right,
the devil came.
Okay.
Now if he don't get you when you're hungry, he'll get you. He'll try to come after you at times that you don't think he's coming.
Right.
But the interesting thing is that Jesus was showing us that a man's sin has been remitted and cancer, and that man is no more the same. But here's the thing. He told Satan, he said, man shall not live by bread alone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he was saying, showing us. He said, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God.
Okay.
So it backs to the audience that God gives a man who is baptized. Amen. And not only that, God of what? Handle us like little children. Amen.
Yeah.
Just like he told Peter, he said, well, when you converted, You strengthen your brother.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't. Peter couldn't do nothing until what? The Holy Ghost came.
All right.
Amen. He was already inaugurated. He was already hired and had the job. Amen. But yet he was still acting like Peter.
Yeah,
but when he got the Holy Ghost, Peter started walking in the Word. And that's what I want to illustrate, that after baptism, amen, we got to live. Amen.
Yeah.
So you need something stronger than sin. You need something stronger than the devil. I don't care how big he is, the Holy Ghost will take care of him. Now, you see that when the devil went, the unclean spirit went out to man. And he find dry places, and he say, I'm going back where I come from. Well, that's just like you said earlier. That's sort of like a death in the house. In other words, when the spirit, when our unclean spirit of sin is eradicated from us, amen, we have what? Just like you say, we if you die with him, we shall live with him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. All right.
So this is what we are facing today. Amen. Being filled with the Holy Ghost. You know,
right,
you got a lot of confessions. But I tell you what, and I'm going to leave it alone. If the gays, you can ask to be baptized.
If the
murderers, drug pushers, the druggers, if they just come. Don't come. Don't have no, and they don't have to have no price. They don't have to have no money. Just come. Amen. The blood have already been shed. Amen. That they can be saved. And that's the wonderful thing about it. Amen. You just come on to God, and he'll let you in the house, and he'll take care of you. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. There's so many points that we need to continue on, but right now our time is about to go. Amen. When a person accept Christ, amen, there's so much against this escapism and praying, amen, rebuking the devil, but you got to put something else in the house. If you run him out, you got to put something else in the house. Confess and just run out and do things that people are practicing, but you got to feel the person. The person got to accept Christ. I ran into that many years ago, person playing with Ouija boards and things, and amen, and we, you know, we had to bind the devil and chain him up spiritually. Amen. We agreed and bound him. Then he asked, now, do you want to accept Christ? Now, you got to accept Christ. You cannot just walk through confession and walk away. Amen. Your sins be canceled out. We want to cancel things out. God bless you. We enjoyed. Amen. All the callers. Amen. Those that call, those that are listening, you can always go back and review this program again on Doctrine of Truth, Block Talk Radio. Share it with others. Amen, and let them know, amen. You, but the Bible said, whosoever will, let him come, and that's what Jesus means. Mental health problems, amen, drug addicts, gamblers, prostitution, amen. All forms of sin is sin, but he won't let you take it to heaven now. I don't care what you might try, amen, because Satan, he's trying everything, every trick he can, amen. He's trying to cancel out the human race and different things, but war unto those that are practicing, amen, against God is not going to work. But Jesus had the answer. He still is the answer. Amen. He will always be the answer. Amen. He has canceled out. His blood and covered up. Amen. And God put it in the sea of forgetfulness and washed it away. Amen. And he knows sometime you have problems and situations. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Father, we thank you right now, God, for everyone that's listening in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, counsel, restore, 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 restore. Healing, 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 healing. Lift them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch their mind. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Come again. Come again.